Hello, language enthusiasts, and welcome to another intriguing episode of Grammar Lab, your friendly guide through the twists and turns of English usage. Here we delve into the nitty-gritty mechanics of the English language to help make your communication as clear and effective as possible.
Today, prepare to unlock the mysteries of possessive forms, specifically those tricky names ending in S. Ever hesitate before sending out that invite to James's or James's housewarming? Well, keep listening, because we're about to clear up all that confusion.
Let's jump right into the heart of the matter. How do we properly make a noun that ends in S possessive? The short answer, it depends. Traditionally, if a name ends in S, you simply add an apostrophe after that S to show possession. So the car belonging to Charles would be Charles' car.
But that's where things can get a bit muddy. Some style guides and grammar sources suggest that you should add an apostrophe followed by an S, even when the name ends in S. This would mean writing Charles's car instead.
The truth is, both manners are correct and in use today, though they vary by style guide and personal preference. The Associated Press style, for instance, prefers just an apostrophe for names ending in S, while the Chicago Manual of Style advocates for adding an apostrophe and an S.
Isn't it fascinating how style guides can disagree, Abby? It reflects the evolving nature of language. This possessive conundrum dates back centuries, and the variations have appeared in English literature throughout its evolution.
Indeed, Jack. If we take a time machine back to Old English, the possessive was often formed by adding es to the noun, which indicated that something belonged to someone. Over time, the way we use possessives has simplified and become somewhat more standardized, with the apostrophe's introduction in the 16th century.
Let's do that quiz-style thing you mentioned to help our listeners grasp this with more clarity. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you fill in the correct possessive form. Ready?
Absolutely. Let's roll.
All right, here's the first one. Did you hear about blank newest invention?
That would be Thomas's or Thomas, depending on your style preference. Did you hear about Thomas's newest invention? Or did you hear about Thomas's newest invention?
Nice one. Now what about this? We need to review blank analysis by tomorrow.
That should be Chris's or Chris's, as in, we need to review Chris's analysis by tomorrow, or we need to review Chris's analysis by tomorrow.
Excellent. It's really about consistency and clarity. Whichever style you choose, be it James's with the extra S or the more classical James, stick to it throughout your writing. This consistency helps your reader or listener follow along without stumbling.
And don't underestimate the importance of pronouncing that extra S when it's written. If you write James's, be sure to pronounce it James ES when you read aloud to correctly convey that possessive.
Well, it looks like we're about to wrap up this episode of Grammar Lab. We've explored the ins and outs of making names ending in S possessive, and we hope you're walking away with a clearer understanding of how to navigate this grammatical crossroad.
Remember, if you have questions or need a grammar conundrum solved, you're always welcome to email us at grammarlab@pagepods.com. That's GRAMARLAB at PAGPODS.com. No spaces, no underscores. The link's in the show notes, too.
Don't forget to subscribe if you love diving into the English language as much as we do, and consider leaving us a review. Your feedback helps Grammar Lab reach more language lovers like you.
For the latest episodes and transcripts, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. You'll find the link for that in the show notes, or you can email us to stay connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Grammar Lab, where we dissect the English language one podcast at a time. Until next week, keep your grammar gears turning.
Goodbye and happy writing.